As the old saying goes, you are who you hang around, or who you allow to hang around you. And so many men look at ladies and see how beautiful they look in the vibe, because, you know, vibe is everything. But unfortunately, if you hang out with them and they're not what you need them to be, and those red flags start coming, that's when you probably should start running. So many men stay and you believe that I'm a man, all I gotta do is give her this D, but what happens else, I can change it. Yeah, that's what you think. But you know what I found out in my old ass life? You can't change what don't want to be changed. And there's a story I want to share with you guys today. There's a TikTok page called Queens of Toxic, and you have all these ladies that come on and talk about the horrible things they've done to their ex-husbands or boyfriends. Some of them like pour even acid on people. Some of them gunshots have even done that. And yes, they admitted on this particular live stream, but this ex-stripper story here is gonna shock you. You have never heard anything like this, and Hollywood screenwriters could make this up. But hey, let's get into the reaction and check it out.
I've been trying to make it work. I knew I didn't want to make it work with him, but I'm still f***ing my ex because that's like the best dick ever. So life was good. Then my high school sweetheart came back into town from the military, and he's like, I'm here, I'm back for you, let's be together. And I'm like, okay, so I started going on dates with him, and my ex-husband's like, who is this that you're going with? I'm like, oh, this is my high school sweetheart. This was the love of my life. So he went on a date. So it was me, my husband, and then, so I guess I'll call him my boyfriend, the high school sweetheart.
Wait a minute. She's already married, her ex-boyfriend and her high school sweetheart. The husband lets her go on a date with all of them. Let's continue.
Sweetheart is my boyfriend. So the three of us, we all out, they playing games together and shit, and I'm just sitting here like, life is good.
Wait a minute. They all playing games together?
So then I had told, you know, the boyfriend that I was, so the first dude I was after my husband, he would be the side nigga, not the good. So I had a boyfriend, husband, side nigga. And they all knew about each other, and I kept it real with them. I kept it real with all of them. I didn't lie to none of them. So they all knew what was up. Okay, so I'm not husband. I stopped side nigga once my boyfriend came into play. So about 2 weeks later, I the boyfriend after the side nigga. I found out I'm pregnant in July. I'm like, I have no idea.
Wait a minute. My videographer in the back, he can't even believe this shit. So the husband, the guy who you married, you stopped sleeping with your husband. Now he all, I mean, he's just his fault. He all going along with it. But you know what? This happened a lot, man. You guys ever heard of sexless marriages, sex relationships? Yeah, they not screwing you, but booty clapping sounds, somebody is clapping them cheeks. Because, you know, I had, you know, some situations like that I was familiar with, and they'll tell the guy like, oh, you know, something's wrong with me. It's just me. You know what? All they gotta do is go to the next dude. They screwing the first night, but let's continue.
No idea who's who. I was outside. Hey, what do you want to do? So I go, I call my, I tell my husband, I'm like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, oh, well, let's work on our relationship. Just cut them niggas off and we'll take care of it. I'll claim the baby.
Wait a minute. The wife sound pregnant. You ain't been getting it. She must have had some good booty, man. I'm gonna be real. Because you know what? When you're dealing with a chick and she cut you off, you still thinking about, man, when I get back in it though, because you remember how good it used to be. So she must got some fire stuff, because he like, look, I'll take care of it. Cut them other dudes off. Let's continue.
Because I had already told my husband I would never have kids with him because he was funny looking.
She told her husband she would never have kids with him because he's funny looking. And that jigga stayed. Oh my God.
And most of the kids in his family is slow.
Oh, wait, he said the most of the kids in his family is slow. Yeah, definitely. He's slow too, dealing with your ass. I would have been put your ass out. Oh, I wish it was me, Jesus. I wish it was me. This is, you the kind of lady I wish I could just marry just for 1 week. I promise you. Oh, you would learn today. Oh, I hope God bring me and you together just for 1 week.
I don't lie. I smell nothing to lie. And I did take a plan B. However, it doesn't work. It only works one time per cycle. So that's how I got knocked. And then I tell the boyfriend, I'm like, I'm pregnant. He's like, that's cool. Let's move out of state. Let's move to Georgia. We'll raise the baby. I'm like, okay. I tell the side nigga, like, I'm pregnant. I'm not really sure who's who was what. And he's like, it's cool. You can move here with me in my parents' basement. Because yes, he lived with his parents, which is why we can never be.
Okay. The husband is providing for you. You married him. See, a lot of y'all get married and the woman don't love you, but she think you funny looking, right? She's having unprotected sex with the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, and the side dude. The side dude is living with his parents in the basement. I always tell you, most dudes be overpaying. Y'all get mad when I say that. You will overpay for a lady that you really care about. She don't respect you. Then when you find out who she dealing with, it's a dude that's doing less than you. And he's getting the same booty clapping sounds, the same access that your ass is getting at a discounted rate simply because she attracted to him. If I was an ex-husband, I'd have been like, Bia, go be with him. But that ain't what y'all do. Let's go.
We can never be together, but the dick was good. His daddy knew it was up. His mama knew it was up. I tell all three of them, they all happy and they all got different plans on raising a baby and And I'm just sitting here like, yo, like, I was really just trying to get, you know, if each of y'all can give me $500 to get rid of this thing, that would be great.
If each of those dudes can get $500 for her to get an abortion, even the husband who ain't even getting the poo nanny, if he would give it, that'd be great. She probably not even gonna have an abortion anyway. But if she had the abortion, she would just keep the other $1,000 and go use that money to buy some weaves and sandals for the next dude that she gonna cheat on y'all with. Let's continue. This guy think it's funny, huh? I hope she get with his ass.
So fast forward, my karma hit me. At this time, I was dancing. So nigga comes, I'm in there dancing, you know, on the stage or whatever. It's back when I was thick as fuck, body just banging. So I'm in there dancing, you know, stripping and shit. I bend over, this fucking white man comes and whispers in my ear, and he was like, "You're bleeding." Uh-oh. And I was like, "No." And it's a full house in that motherfucker. I had a whole period. Well, I guess didn't have a period. I had a whole miscarriage on stage in the strip club. And I'm like, so.
The dude had to. This dude stood up. Did he stand up and walk out the screen? This chick was a stripper. See, y'all be out there, them IG models and them strippers, and them with the, they be thick, they booty be jiggling. That's why you should never, because those ones can really do good in the bedroom. They really good at all of that. Okay, and that's how your judgment get clouded. Now she done had a whole miscarriage on the stripping pole at the strip club. Just imagine what that looked like. Terrible. Let's continue.
I call my boyfriend and I'm like, "Yo, I'm having a miscarriage." He picks me up. He crying and shit. We in the hospital. This nigga.
He crying? This is a 3-0.
We in the hospital. This nigga panicking. And I'm just sitting here thinking like, damn, I could have really had $1,000 if this baby could have waited a couple of more days. I would have had the extra funds, but here it goes. Now I'm broke.
Oh my God. Look at what I told you. I just guessed that. $500 for the abortion, should have had another $1,000 she broke. All of them probably broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how they be getting over.
And had the miscarriage. So I'm like, okay. So I tell him, then my husband gets to crying. Then the side nigga is just like,
"What the husband crying for? He ain't even get no ass." I wish my wife would get pregnant by somebody else and I start crying. You know what kind of tears that be? Tears of joy. Out. I will put your ass out. Out. I ain't gotta go visit your family no more. I ain't gotta out. I will send you so far away. Out. Oh, thank you, God. I can get back in these streets. You crying because she lost a miscarriage for somebody she ain't even giving you no ass?
Like, damn, you know, this would have been the first pregnancy, blah, 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 blah. You have no idea. This was my only whole summer I ever had. I swear to God, this is real, right hand to God. I lose the baby, they all panicking and shit. And so I'm telling my ex-husband, I'm like, "Well, my boyfriend here, I'm about to go be with him. Like, I don't want this no more. Like, I'm really ready for the divorce. I've already told you months ago."
So as she said, she don't want to do no more. The husband, you know, he didn't come to his own defense. He should have been left her immature ass, okay? This girl is gonna have a terrible life.
I don't want this. So I guess him and the boyfriend were talking because they'd be playing the game. The boyfriend still comes over. Like, that's why I could be my ex-husband, because you're allowing this bullshit to happen right in front of you. You can't, I can't. So they get to talking.
You hear what you said? You're my ex-husband. You're allowing this bullshit to go on in front of you? You ain't even standing up for yourself. It would have been more sexy if you would have been like, get your shit and get out. She would have respected that. Oh, I can't do that. And now I'm telling you guys, you disrespect me, I'm taking care of you. Get all of your stuff now, or I'm getting out. Don't you never let no woman disrespect you like that. I'm taking care of you. You get your shit and get out now. That would have been like, oh, okay, you got a backbone. But here you are doing anything to be with her. She don't, and it just makes you less attractive, man. She's over here screwing a dude with no condom that live with his mama in the basement. You the husband, bruh. She can't even respect you no more.
And I come downstairs from my shower or whatever, and I'm like, you know, "What's up? This is weird, what y'all got going on?" He's like, "Well, we were talking, and since you want to move to Georgia, I figured that I'll come. Once I finish my schooling here in a couple of months, I can come out there, and then you can just have the both of us." Swear to God, this happened. And I'm like, "I can have both of y'all niggas?" He was like, "Yeah." yeah. I said, am I side naked? And they were like, no, you have to cut him off. So they was basically like, it's either him or us. And I was just like, I cannot make this up. I can't make this up. Yeah, my husband was slow as so I didn't end up, I ended up saying the side nigga, even though he had the best. Because the more I would go over there, he would be like, ooh, I'm going to be a YouTuber and I'm going to be a gamer. And I'm just like, nigga, you're 25. Like, what are we talking about?
So she wanted to be with the side dude, but he was a loser. But she really wanted him to mess.
What we're gonna do? So I cut him off. I cut the husband off, and then I ended up with the boyfriend, and we ended up getting married. So before it was time for me to leave,
so she ended up getting married to the ex boyfriend and leaving the husband.
The ex husband got upset. He called my daughter's dad and told my daughter where I was because I have protective orders over on him. We called and told him what school she went to because he knew what he would do. So before I left for Georgia, hypothetically, possibly this happened. It's a possibility that I waited till he paid his car off. So the last. Last time he paid his car note, he had paid his car off. Somehow I went over there and then there was possibly bleach in his tank. And then the car was totaled out and the insurance wouldn't cover it. He called my parents and he was like, something's going on with my car. Called my dad, like, can you help me? And he was just like, it's probably your starter because my parents don't know. And yeah, so that was my bald head hole. And that's the only time I ever allegedly damaged somebody's property. So yeah, had a whole baby with three niggas.
Wait a minute. So either she already had a kid. Seems like she had a kid before they got together. So she totaled your car out, you paid off. That's what your ass get for dealing with a 304. That's what you get. We all didn't have somebody that, I mean, at least for me, I've had somebody that was like that. Her name was, guess what? Her name was Taisha too. She was a monster, okay? That took me straight and narrow. But hey, dudes be doing this, man. It's a lot of men out there that get in situations like this and then women run all over them. You deserve everything you're getting. And to be honest, it ain't her fault. It's these dudes' fault. You allow how people treat you. And if you let people disrespect you, that's what your ass get. Again, be a man, all right? You're supposed to respect women and everything. But any woman ever disrespect you, you taking care of a woman, you providing for a woman, and a woman talks to you crazy or does stuff like that, you know, after you talk about it once or twice, they keep doing it, out! Immediately out, out, no discussion about it. If you gotta watch OnlyFans for the rest of your life and get with Paul Molina, and you know who Paul Molina is, I ain't gotta tell you. You get you some lotion or all of that stuff. You would be better off with your manhood dealing with Paul Molina than to be chasing for some, you know what, and getting disrespected because it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. I'm gonna tell you right now, it ain't worth it. All, like they say, all money ain't good money. Well, all you know what ain't all good, you know what. So guys, what do you think? It's your boy OCD Jackson back with another episode of Fair Use. I'm out.
Oh my god, that was 8. Was that a- oh shit! Oh fuck.